Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Hello, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this afternoon, mate?
Doing well.
That's good, mate. I got a question from Harry for you. Harry says, if you get a chance, could you ask Jeff this today? At home, we have Foxtel, Netflix, and recently, my missus got Disney Plus. However, our TV won't let us play Disney Plus, so we have to use our HDMI input with our laptop. Is there an easier way? He said our TV is only 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, look, there is an easier way, and it's probably not going to be connecting your laptop to a TV anymore. Anybody who has got a television that they like but hasn't got the apps that they're looking to use, and there'll be more apps that will come in the future, I recommend people invest in either an Apple TV or a Google Chromecast. Now, the Google Chromecast being the cheaper of the two here, you're looking at less than $100 for a device that plugs into your television and it comes with a remote control and its own menu system. So effectively, it doesn't matter what television you've got, those devices like the Apple TV and the Google Chromecast will always be supported or new apps that do come to market because they're so widely acquired. So if you aren't noticing your TV's missing out on some of those gems, that would be my advice.
And Harry, my advice on the back of Jeff's advice, if you're in the world of with an iPhone, if you or your wife have iPhones, go the Apple TV. You'll pay a little bit more, but it's probably worth it. If you're not in the app in the iPhone world, just go and get a Google Chrome. It's it'll be about $150, $200 less than the Apple TV, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, correct. So $79 for the one with the remote control, and you plug it in, and it couldn't be simpler. I have one for my parents, and they are not very tech savvy, but it's something that they rely on a daily basis now.
So that's the Google Chromecast. So that's probably that's the best way to go if you're not in the Apple world. But even really, if you just want something that works simply, it's for $80. It's a good thing to have, isn't it?
Look, it really is, and it's interesting too, that remote control which comes with it can control the volume on the TV as well as turn the TV on and off, so you don't even have to worry about this juggling of picking up different remotes and things like that. So Google done a really good job with that product.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm sure Harry will be happy about that answer. Aged care residents are jumping out of planes, they're scuba diving, they're doing all sorts of things. And yes, this is thanks to technology. Tell us more about this.
It is. So this is actually happening in Queensland, which is good to see that Facebook, as in the company who really owns a lot of the VR technology these days, funded this type of technology to go into aged care facilities where they can use virtual reality headsets to have experiences, because if you are somebody in aged care, there's a good chance you might not be able to go scuba diving or skydiving for that matter. So they're providing it through virtual reality, and it's been interesting to read the report behind it where the feedback has been positive, that for some are saying it really felt like they were swimming with dolphins, for example. So, you know, to give people experiences, to almost have something that they couldn't normally do, including travel overseas and things like that, is something that's now being done in virtual reality.
Well, I suppose also in virtual reality, if we haven't already got to that stage, we're going to get to the stage where you can go through museums and you could possibly, you know, look at a light show on the pyramids and things like that.
Definitely. And it was happening a lot through the pandemic where you could actually go and visit a museum in New York or somewhere overseas just by sitting in your lounge room with a virtual reality headset. So it does mean you can be effectively anywhere if you want to be.
Look at the advantages. You don't have to line up for 3 hours in an airport.
That too, or wait 6 weeks for a passport.
Exactly. And then wait outside for a day to get it.
Exactly right.
And it's cheaper. It's cheaper. Mm-hmm. For years, Belkin has made accessories for lots of devices, including Apple devices. They're now starting selling products that compete with Apple AirPods. In other words, they've gone out on their own, have they not? And they're going to sell these little AirPod devices. I wonder what they'll call them.
Well, this is interesting. So, you know, if you need a new charger for your iPhone or you're looking at a wireless charger, Belkin has been making products that look very Apple-esque and work really well with Apple products for a long time. But this is their first sort of four headphones where, you know, little Bluetooth earbuds that act and perform just like AirPods in that they have the same Apple technology, such as the Find My technology, as well as the noise systems as well to use Siri and things like that on them, but they're coming at a different price point. So they've got two models. They're doing one at the premium end at $299, which will compete with the AirPods Pro, but they've got one which I think is perfect for most people at $70. So $70, you've got the wireless charging case, and it's a pair of earbuds that will run for 38 hours. It makes a lot of sense.
I have bought a set of Bose, earpods, right?
Yes.
And I had them on the other day, and I was going for a walk, and I was, anyway, one fell out of my ear, and I couldn't find it because it was near the road, and I couldn't find it. And there I was looking around and around and around trying to find this damn thing because they're not cheap. And I eventually found it, but I just thought to myself, they're just so easy to lose these days, these damn things, because they're so small.
It really is. I actually lost one between the car seat and the glove box the other day. The center console. I've not found it since. It's just gone. I've got one earbud left, and I know there's one that connects to my phone because it still has battery, and it's sitting in between my seats, and it's driving me crazy.
What sort of price do you pay for these earbuds, earpods, AirPods, headphones?
It definitely varies. I mean, this one from Belkin will start at $70, but I've seen them go up to well above $500.
Yeah, right.
So, it does hurt. If you drop one of these, especially down a drain or something like that, you will probably be the person crawling in to get it. It's a sad thing to lose.
Tell us more about the LG transparent television, because you say it's on display again, which is probably a sign the technology is becoming cheaper, which means in, the next 12, 24 months, we may be able to buy and actually afford a transparent television.
Absolutely. So we're starting to see this more applied into commercial settings, and this is LG working with brands who want to put something fascinating up for their commercial launch or something like that. And we've seen them use transparent TVs again. And what we're talking about here is a pane of glass that when you apply power to it with a remote control, it can either be transparent 50%, 30%, or entirely. And that means that you will effectively be able to watch TV or have something on that screen while still enjoying what's normally behind it, which, look, for me, is just a plain wall. But for some people, it might be an ocean view.
Yeah, I've got that on the latest TVs I bought. You can, I think it's called Ambient on the Samsung TV, and you can choose, there's lots of different, you can have scenes, you can have pictures, the scenes, you can have an open fireplace, which even has the sound of the crackle of the fireplace. There's, a bay scene where you've got the sound of the water crashing onto the little rocks or gently crashing onto the rocks. It's great.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
I think so. And I mean, we are going to get to a point where your glass door or your window that's above the kitchen sink might become your television when you want it to be. It could be a window or a TV.
Yeah, right. Tell me about this, what Facebook are doing, selling virtual outfits to ensure your style lives. A virtual outfit. What?
This is crazy. So we've been talking a little bit about virtual reality, and we're getting to this point where soon you and I could be feeling like we're in a room together, but we're actually standing at a distance through a virtual reality experience. So if you imagine that sort of setting, what sort of clothes would you be wearing and how much are you willing to pay for them? Because Facebook has launched and they're partnering with all the brands, Prada, Nike, Adidas, to start selling clothing that you will wear in a virtual world. And it sounds ridiculous today, but I'm thinking that in a number of years' time, my kids might need to say, look, I need a new shirt. And I'll say, is it for the real world or the virtual world?
It'll be a
real thing.
Sometimes it's stop the world I want to get off, Jeff.
I know. This is the world we live in now.
I've run out of time. Thanks, mate. As always, we love talking to you. Harry will be very thankful you've solved his problem, Jeff.
Happy to help anytime.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week.